Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
In Acts 10:38, how God the Father anointed Jesus, the Son of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and power, who then went about in the Holy Ghost with the power, for God was with him, healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. The devil brought the sickness and God brought the healing. The devil brought death and God brought life. Come on. Come on. I mean, we've got a God that's capable, guys. He's capable, He's able, and He's willing. He's willing. Well, I don't disturb Him. He's got 7 billion people to work on. God is everywhere all the time and can do anything to anyone, anytime, anywhere, any place. Hello. I mean, let's just say God is God. Now believe it. Just believe it. And the good news is that this great physician who happens to have a name, one of his compound redemptive names, is Jehovah Rapha. Yeah. And that name means, I am the Lord your God, your healer. I am the God, your healer. I am your physician, and He will take care of any situation in your life, in your heart, in your soul, in your physical body. He's well able to, that makes you completely healed and whole. He wants you healed and whole. W-H-O-L-E, not in a H-O-L-E. He wants you healed and whole. The devil wants you sick and H-O-L-E. Come on. Come on. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God said, but I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Devil bad, God good. It's so simple. Come on. Everyone say, devil bad, God good. I mean, it's pretty simple. Yes. Amen. And remember, we said God can do anything, about anything, anywhere, at any time, for anyone. Yes, there was a mouthful. I had to go and hear what I said and wrote it down so I could remember it. Because I like it, because God told us. Yes. Through me. God can do anything about anything. Amen. Come on. Anywhere, at any time, for anyone. You need to get that revelation that this is a God that we have as our Father. So we're going to 1 Corinthians right now, 2 verse 9. And here it says in verse 9, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Okay, so how many of you love God? Okay, so He's prepared some stuff for people who love Him. Amen? And you know, there's a lot of people that don't even know Him and they confess to. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. That's a bit of a litmus test. If I love Him, I will obey Him. Check your walk. Amen? And make the adjustments that you have to make. God's, you know, God doesn't say, oh, you messed up, boom, roadkill. That's how I used to think. And many of you did too. In fact, a guy said to me the other day, I was playing golf, and he said to me, I said, you should come and visit one day. He said, if I come in there, the place will turn dark and lightning will strike. That's how people think. I'm not joking. That is a common misconception of God, the loving, caring Father. They think that He's out to get them. He's not out to smack us. He's out to love us. All He wants to do is love us, and He's prepared things for those who love Him. He's prepared great things for those who love Him. Exodus 23, verse 25. Write it down. When you get home, read it, learn it. And it says this. It says, and if you serve the Lord, those that are born again, if you love and serve God, he says, I will bless. Now, this is God blessing, right? It's not me blessing you. When I bless you through God, what he tells me. But he says, I will bless your bread and your water. Imagine that, right? And then he adds to it, and I will take sickness. Everyone say sickness and disease. He says, I will take sickness from the midst of you. But now listen, you've got to know the scriptures and appropriate them, okay? And then he says, there will be none barren in your land, and none of them will have a miscarriage. And with long life, I will satisfy you. I claim those scriptures. I claim them. And sometimes I forget. You know, sometimes I kind of give it a break. And November, December, it was like a train hit me at 150 miles an hour with, I think it was COVID and everything else that goes with it. And I was down for 3 months. And then God had to get me back. Speak the word. Say the word. Claim the word. Take your, he had to remind me. I said, oops. You've got to be on point. There's no timeouts. Say there are no timeouts. I'm telling you, you turn your head to the left, the devil will smack you. Amen. So watch, he says, I've prepared great things for those who love him. Verse 10, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. So God reveals stuff to us. When you get a revelation, he reveals it to us through his Holy Spirit. Because when you get saved, the Spirit of God comes and resides in you. Remember, Jesus is seated next to God at the throne. God is on the throne. And the Holy Spirit is here right now in us. Amen. And until we are taken out, the Antichrist cannot come up. So we're going to be taken out soon because the Holy Spirit's going to be gone. And we've all got the Holy Spirit if you're born again. That's why Jesus' blood made us, our temples, holy and righteous. He made our spirit righteous and holy so that it was a place that could house the Holy Spirit. Like the Ark of the Covenant, we had all the, remember they had the outer court, the inner court, and then the Holy of Holies. And only one person, the high priest, could go into the Holy of Holies. And now Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews, is our high priest once for all. They had to do it every year and bring blood of a lamb. He gave his blood once for all. So we've got a high priest that made us and sanctified us and made us ready to house the Holy Spirit. So now the Bible says, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? So if you're born again, you house the Holy Spirit. Now if you house the Holy Spirit, God speaks to you and me through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's in my spirit. Amen. So look what he says again. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. What? All the things he's prepared for us. He reveals them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. That's why when you pray in your heavenly language, he says, we don't know what we ought to pray for as we should, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he prays a perfect will according to God's perfect will for the saints according to God's will. So the Holy Spirit's known by God, and the Holy Spirit knows God, and they know each other's will because they're the same person. Amen. Come to Bible school on Wednesday night. And so they're the whole same person. So the Holy Spirit, through God, reveals to us, hey, I'm healed. All the things that God has prepared for me, I'm healed in the Word. I've got to have the Logos. Once I've got the Logos, that's the written Word of God. If I've got the Logos, the written Word of God, then God can turn that into a rhema, which is a spiritual revelation, which now spiritually attaches to your body and heals you. When you say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed, and you're not just revealing it to yourself, the Holy Spirit's revealing it to you now, and you get the revelation, oh my God, I'm healed. It just kicks in all of a sudden when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and then you see the manifestation of what it is. But it comes through the Holy Spirit, through your spirit, to your body. Amen. That's why it's a spiritual thing. Remember when Jesus saw the fig tree and he thought there was fruit on it from a distance, and when he got there, there was no fruit. And those trees, that particular tree, that species, if it had leaves, it's supposed to have had the fruit already. So Jesus did a great teaching, because that's how the devil is. He'll promise you one thing, but he'll deliver something else. And only God can give you what the devil promises you. Oh. Let me say that again. Only God can give you what the devil promises you. If you serve me, I'll give you riches and fame and glory. If you do this and that, he lies to you. Cheat the IRS and you'll have more money. He lies to you. Only God can give you those things that the devil and the world are trying to sell to you. I'm telling you, it's from God. God gives you blessing. He says, you don't even know what he's got planned for us. Every spiritual blessing. And so Jesus did a great teaching. So he gets to that tree and there's no fruit on it. So he looks at the tree and he says, let no man eat fruit from you ever again. And then there's a very important line that that God had put in the Bible. He says, and the disciples heard him. Yeah. So he didn't whisper it, he spoke it. And so they kind of, okay, didn't say much that day. They walked on to the temple. That's when Jesus threw over the money changers. They came out of the temple. Going back the next day, 24 hours later, Peter looks at the tree and says, look, master. And he's thinking to himself, you're not insane like I thought, talking to trees. Come on, how would you feel? Your leader starts speaking to this microphone or to that thing there. You will not play music again. Wouldn't we all look at him? He spoke to a tree. And according to them, he said, the tree that you cursed. See, when you speak words of death over people, it's a curse. When you say you're a fool, when you say you're not going to make it, when you say you're just like your husband, just like your father, whatever, you are cursing. And God says, no, don't let curses come out of that same fountain, blessing and cursing. And so he says, the tree that you cursed has withered from the roots. They didn't see it the next day. Until 24 hours later, now the tree's all withered from the roots. And that's when Jesus did the great teaching, Mark 11, 22 through 24, have faith like God, for whosoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things that he says, he shall have whatsoever things he says. Therefore, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it and you will have it. So he goes on to teach them this. But the point I wanted to make is that the tree withered from the root. You understand? So when you pray for something, it comes from the spiritual realm. The root over there represents the spiritual realm. You didn't see it in the natural, but you saw the results of it. Because someone who happened to curse a tree had faith that it was cursed. And you have to be a someone who has faith that when you say, I'm healed, that you believe it and you get healed. Jesus didn't look back behind him. He didn't say to John, hey, go check the tree. Bring me a report. He didn't say none of that stuff. He knew what he said was done. Period. Done. D-U-N.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew